Good afternoon and welcome here to the DeWitt Gymnasium in a GPAC battle, a doubleheader on hand here on KDCR 88.5. I'm Christian Zylstra. Dort College basketball, we've got that on the way for you here in Sioux Center. Our first matchup today between the two teams, the first of two. Dort College, the women will tip things off here at about 2 o'clock. This is your pregame coverage here before the national anthem. Dort College today taking on the number two ranked team in the country, a perennial national title favorite, the Concordia Bulldogs, who come to the game with a perfect record, 8-0 on the season, 4-0 in the GPAC. And they've had some pretty big wins this season, most recently beating College of St. Mary, one of Dort's two conference wins this season. Concordia with that victory by about 60 points, just dominating from the open tip. It's a very talented team, and a team with a lot of scoring. They average about 92 points a game, while defensively giving up just 60. And in fact, they've got six players on the team, and if you round up, you can go seven that average nine or more points per game, led by none other than Quinn Raggy there, the forward junior from Crofton, Nebraska. She leads the team overall with 15 points per game. She is the main scorer, but one of the dominant forces in the GPAC for women's basketball this season so far has been Philly Lammers, a forward sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. Comes in at 5'11", averaging a near double-double, 13.3 points per game and 9.8 rebounds per game. She's been a dominant force, and that's going to be the matchup to watch today between Philly Lammers and Rachel Evavold. Evavold coming off a huge performance against Mount Marty here at the DeWitt earlier this week on Wednesday. She had 26 points, 15 rebounds, 4 assists, also added 3 blocks and a steal. She had a huge game and played a crucial role in Dort's 15-point victory over Mount Marty at home. Dort is 500 on the season overall and in conference. 6-6 overall, 2-2 in conference play on the season. I mentioned their other conference win besides Mount Marty here earlier this week. That came against the College of St. Mary. They lost earlier this year to Dakota Wesleyan and Briarcliff, two ranked teams. The GPAC, a tough conference. You have many teams ranked just in the top 20, not top 25, top 20. It is the toughest conference in women's basketball here in NAIA. A big challenge on hand for the Dort College defenders here today as we are just about ready to get underway here for the national anthem. Again, I'm Christian Zylstra. You are listening to Dort College basketball here on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM and online, KDCR885.com. We're glad you're joining us here today. If you are in Sioux City for Dort College volleyball, we appreciate you tuning in here. We're going to step aside, though, take a quick break. Coming up, the national anthem, and then we'll come back with your starting lineups and get you set for the matchup today between the number two Concordia Bulldogs and the Dort College Defenders.
KDCR 88.
Back here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium, I'm Christian Ziles for Dort College women's basketball as we set the stage here in this GPAC conference affair between the two sides. Their starting lineup for the Concordia Bulldogs. Starting guard, number 12, Mackenzie Hellman. She's a 5'8 sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska. Mary Janovich, a 5'7 senior guard from Gretna, Nebraska, also getting a start up there in the backcourt. For Quinn Raggy, I mentioned she's the leading scorer on this Bulldogs team, the number two team in the country. She's a 6-foot junior from Crofton, Nebraska, listed as a forward. Danny Hopp is also a guard for the Bulldogs. Senior, 5'6 from Lincoln, Nebraska. And rounding out the starting five for Concordia, number 42, a 5'11 sophomore from Omaha, Philly Lammers. For the Dort College defenders, Erica Feenstra, Kenzie Balsema, Ebby Pruitt, Peyton Harmson, and Rachel Evavold will get the start here today on this Saturday afternoon GPAC affair between the number two ranked team in the country and the Dort College defenders trying to defend home court. Dort will be wearing all white for this matchup. Concordia, all dark navy blue. Dort will tip things off here, moving from right to left. The tip won by the Bulldogs here, and we're underway at the DeWitt. With it is Hellman setting up the offense on the left wing. So dribble right, the crossover now left on the left block. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. As Lammers swings it right. Now with it, Raggy. Pass down low, Lammers, corner. That's Hellman in the corner, three, no good along the baseline, but an offensive rebound by the Bulldogs. Now top of the key. That's Hops. Left wing, Janovich. Back to Lammers. Top of the key, just inside the three-point line. Elman using a screen. Top of the key, picks up her dribble. Shot clock at 15. Three-point basket up and good by Mary Janovich. And the Bulldogs start off the scoring here in Sioux Center with a three-point basket. Now the Bulldogs a full-court press here. Dort College doing a decent job breaking it. A four-on-two opportunity as the defense gets back. Erica Feenstra, open three-point basket on the baseline. No good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Raggy. She throws the pass full court. Lammers able to save it inbounds. Another three. Janovich in the baseline corner. Knocks it down. Back-to-back threes for Mary Janovich to start things off for the Bulldogs. Dort once again breaks the full court press, but this time Abby Pruitt at half court has it knocked away. Off the leg of Janovich. She takes it in. Eight quick points. Three quick baskets for Mary Janovich. And the senior from Gretna, Nebraska, has things started here as now Dort College against that full court press turns it over a minute 25 in, and Concordia already with an 8-0 lead. That pressure will be something to watch here today for Concordia. They smother teams with it on the season, allowing about 60 points per game. A nice pick and roll there. Lammers, the easy open basket on the right block. 10-0 here, Concordia, not even 2 minutes in. Pruitt against the press, over to Balsema. Balsema gets by Hellman. She's across the timeline. The entry pass down low, right block, Evavolt. Gets it out to Harmsen. Harmsen tries to swing. It's knocked away. This time on the drive, that's Hops. Left hand off the glass, good. 12-0 Concordia, and we are 2 minutes in here in Sioux Center. And the Bulldogs with a commanding 12-0 lead as Coach Lindbergh, not pleased with how his team is handling against the press here. A couple turnovers in the first couple minutes, and we are at a 12-0 score. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here in Sioux Center. Janovich not listed in the top four for scoring, actually, on this team. She's the last player for the Bulldogs that's right on the border of that 9 points per game. That's what she averages coming in, one of the six players who averages nine or more. She's got eight here in the first 1 minute and 59 seconds, and Concordia cruising here early. The number two team in the country not taking Dort College lightly. Trying to avoid the upset here, continue their perfect season and improve to 9-0 and 5-0 in conference play. Back underway here in Sioux Center, Balsema will inbound the basketball. Gets it to Evavolt, who will hand it back. Balsema dribbling through the press all by herself. Nice job breaking it initially, but then stolen away by Hops after she crosses the timeline. Swing right side, open, Lammers down low. Fouled on the block, can't get the shot to fall, but she will go to the free throw line for two. That'll be Rachel Evavolt's first foul down low with a body bump. Concordia has hit five of their first six shots, two of three from behind the arc. But Lammers unable to knock down the first free throw as it rims in and out. Lammers second on the team in scoring, mentioned 13.3 points a game, leads this team in rebounds, just under 10, shy of averaging a double-double, but she misses the pair at the free throw line. And Dort College gets the rebound. Ebby Pruitt battling the trap. Feenstra, now a 2-on-0 opportunity. The outlet over to Evavolt. She'll lay off the glass and good. Textbook break there against the full court press by the defenders, and they get their first basket 2.5 minutes in. The defense, though, not back in time. One pass all the way out to the left wing, and Danny Hops knocks down the 3-15-2. Harmsen, now Feenstra, they break the press. Dort College has two times, has broken the press quite easily. Swinging it along the perimeter. Balsema, now the entry pass down low over to Evavolt. Shot no good. Rebound Feenstra. Her putback shot no good. Short off the front of the iron. The break now by the Bulldogs, trying to get the pass over the top. Trying to pick out Janovich, but taken away by Balsema. Now Evavolt tried to find Harmsen open in the near corner, but that ball knocked away from behind. And we'll have a stoppage in play here. 15-2 our score. Bulldogs with the lead. 6:56 left in the first quarter. And a couple substitutions down for the Bulldogs. Entering the court now, number 24, Sydney Feller, also out there is Brenly Dom. Set the rest of the floor here quickly. Taylor Cockrell out there guarding defensively as Balsema takes the shot, no good. Now Cockrell battling with Feenstra for the basketball. A jump ball will be called, so Dort College keeps possession. The other player who took to the floor for the Bulldogs is number 31, Colby DeVelle. She's second on the team in rebounds, averaging 6.4 per game. Pruitt picks out Balsema on the right block. Eva Vault, top of the key. Pass inside, Balsema, shot, good. From the right elbow, Kenzie Balsema gets the basket to fall. It's 15-4. With it is Dom. Dom goes left, hands it off to Hops. Hops now right wing. Pass over to Cockrell. Drive along the baseline, short, no good. Challenged on the shot by Pruitt. Rebound taken away by Eva Vault. The pressure is there again. Dort has 4 seconds to cross the timeline. Pruitt will do it in two. Gets it over to the right wing. Harmson, open three-point basket in transition. No good. Rebound taken away by Dom. A strong side rebound by Dom. Now on the break with it is Raggy. She picks up her dribble. Back to the top of the key. Dom pulls from three. In and out. No good. Feenstra with the board. Balsema tries to go with the outlet pass to a streaking Harmson there, but tipped, stolen by Concordia. And after the turnover, an immediate open three-point shot for Brenley Dunn. And this time, the 6'9", or rather 5'9", senior guard from McCook, Nebraska, knocks that one down. 18-4 our score. Raggy will check out of the game, entering Shelby Pullman, junior from Fairbury, Nebraska. Onto the floor for Dort College, we have Faith Anderson, Sienna Stamnis, and Bailey Tetzlaff. Three new players onto the floor for Dort College. 18-4 our score, 5:43 left to go here in this first quarter as Dort College tries to go with a full court inbounds pass and has that taken away quickly by the Bulldogs. Now on the break, Dom with the pump fake but moved her feet. A little stutter there, caught her leaning, a travel violation on Dom and the turnover on Concordia, their second here in this first quarter. Dort College with five turnovers here, 4:23 into this first quarter of play. Almost another turnover there. Harmson with it. Breaking the full court press. A reach and foul is going to be called on Concordia. Getting whistled for the violation is Shelby Pullman. So the forward picks up her first inbounding the basketball right in front of the scorer's table is Peyton Harmson. Looking for an option. Flashing here near side right in front of the table is Bailey Tetzlaff. Stamnis. Dort still has to cross the timeline. Has 5 seconds. Stamnis picks up her dribble. Gets it to Anderson. Anderson now left alone, free throw line, tries to get the bounce pass over to Eva Vault, can't handle it with the defensive pressure there, reaching in on the play was DeVelle, knocked it away, and Concordia on the break turns it over, so one turnover on one end, answered with a turnover on the other, third turnover on Concordia, sixth on Dort College. Stamnis here in the near corner, picks up her dribble, Harmson, back to Stamnis at the DC across the timeline, Stamnis taking it to the basket. No one stepping in front of her. Last second, the defense does. Tries to get the bounce pass over to Eva Vault. It's knocked away. Last touch by Dort College. Another turnover. And actually, I believe that now may be the eighth turnover unofficially here on Dort College through just 5 minutes in this first quarter. Top of the key, using the screen, that's Cockrell. Down low, pass fouled on the entry. That was Peyton Harmson, who's going to get whistled, jumping on the back of DeVelle down low. So on the floor for Dort. Tetzlaff, Pruitt, Stamnis, Anderson, and Eva Vault. Entry pass in the paint. Cockrell goes up with the left hand through the contact and one with the finish. So the basket is good. Foul will go on Sienna Stamnis. The freshman from Rochester, Minnesota, picks up her first personal. Third team foul on Dort College. 20-4 our score, a chance to add one more. And at the free throw line, Cockrell does. With a tough finish on the left block with the left hand through the contact, results in the three-point play. 17-point lead for the Bulldogs. Full court press continues, another turnover. Ninth turnover on Dort College here in the first quarter, 5:20 into this period. Cockrell will take it at the top of the key for the Bulldogs. Uses a screen on Stamnis. Hand off on the play over to Pullman. Pullman, corner three now from Cockrell. No good, too strong. Rebound, Eva Vault on the box out. Strong side rebound, take it away. Now Tetzlaff fighting through the contact. Nearly double dribble, doesn't get called. Dort still has 1 second across the timeline and cannot get it across. That's a turnover, that's 10 seconds. a 10-second violation. Dort couldn't get across the timeline. And another timeout called by Dort College, a full timeout. And with that, we'll step aside here in Sioux Center. 21-4 our score. Concordia, the number two team in the nation with a 17-point lead. 4:17 remaining here in quarter number one. Well, let's give a shout-out to Dort College Volleyball. The 3-1 win over Viterbo here today in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. That means for the second consecutive year, Dort College is playing for a national championship, looking for their first national championship in not just program history, but school history. Dort College has never won an NAI national title. That's 7 p.m. tonight. So catch these two basketball games, the men and the women, as driving right lane right by the defense there was Shelby Pullman, and the easy lay-in with the right hand is good, 23-4. Tetzlaff trying to answer. As I was finishing my thought, though, you could catch out these two Dort College basketball games. Watch them here in Sioux Center. If you have to duck out a little early, you can listen for the rest of the call here with yours truly, Christian Zylstra, here as the basket finished on the right block by Eva Vald. She's got four of Dort's 6 points. But the defenders still down 17 here in the first quarter. Pass out to the top of the key. Cockrell dribbles right. Pass over to Dom. Right wing three. She knocks it down. That's Brenly Dom with her second three of the game. She has 6 points and the lead up to 20. Tetzlaff now taking it all the way to the basket. Right block. Gets the finish. A little bit of a delay there. The ball hung on the rim. Spun all the way around the world in at the slowest possible manner, as on the break now, Concordia is trying to go with a fast break, and Faith Anderson says, no thank you. Anderson with the rejection out of bounds. Now a lot of substitutions here. On the floor for Dort College, Eva Vald will exit. Balsama, Pruitt, Anderson. Rather, I should say, it's Balsama, Pruitt, Stamnis, Tetzlaff, and Feetstra on the floor. Shot from Raggy, no good as she checks back into the game. Janovich is on the floor for the Bulldogs, as is Hellman. Down low is Lammers. I'm trying to see the number of the other player that checked in here. As down low on the right block, Balsamo puts up the shot. Guarded by Lammers, no good. Rebound by Raggy. She takes up the right side. It's Danny Hobbs who checked back in. So five Concordia starters on the floor. And the extra pass to the open shooter at the top of the key. It's good by Hellman. And Maggie Hellman has her first basket of the game, 29-8, as Dort College turning it over again against the full-court press. Hellman, entry pass down low, right block, spin move, Lammers off the glass, good. Maybe a little bit of a chicken wing elbow there, but Lammers just physically powering down low. And Dort College trying to break the press again, 5 seconds, 31-8, and now a foul is called. Foul is going to go on Mary Janovich. That is her first personal foul. Second team foul on Concordia here in the first quarter, and that's one impressive thing here from the Bulldogs is that this full-court press, they've been able to force 10 turnovers, and yet they've only committed two fouls here through the first 8 minutes of play. Pruitt. Left wing as Harmson checks back in. Entry pass, trying to find Feenstra down low, knocked away by Lammers. Dort College will inbounds underneath the hoop. 31-8, 2:06 left in this first quarter. In the corner, Harmson. Dribble right wing, picks it up. Now over to Balsama. Balsama, the skip pass, a little bit too high, goes through the hands of Stamnis, and that will be turnover number 12 for this first quarter. 1:58 remaining here in this period. Concordia Bulldogs, number two ranked team in the country, undefeated on the season. Just coming off beating College of St. Mary by over 60 points. Quality team indeed, as the shot no good. Rebound by Stamnis, and she'll break the press. Harmson now trapped near the baseline. As it knocked away, looks like a jump ball will be called. Both players wrestling for it. I believe jump is the call. So it will be Concordia basketball as they have the possession arrow. The arrow will flip after re-inbounds here, but that just means turnover number 13 in the first quarter for Dort College. A tough task at hand today against maybe not even a good team, maybe a great team, as a travel is called on Lammers. Shuffled the feet a little bit too early there with the double move. Now Concordia's going to be frustrated. They also have four turnovers of their own here this quarter. But if you're Dort, it's hard to beat the number two team on the country with 13 turnovers for a game, let alone this first quarter. It's another foul called on Concordia as Armson was getting sandwiched down low. Janovich picks up her second, third personal on the Bulldogs, so both teams with three personal fouls here this quarter. Pruitt, Armson, trying to break the press, knocked away by Lammers. Back to Lammers on the left block, shot up, no good, but fouled by Bausema on the play. Kenzie Bausema will be whistled for her first foul, fourth personal on Dort College. A fourth team foul, I should say, first personal on Bausema. That means Lammers will go to the line for two as she was fouled on the attempt. So Philly Lammers at the free throw line, 0 for 2 in the game, missed her first two attempts, that one in and out. They haven't been bad misses. They've looked decent, and two of the three have been halfway down, but Lammers has not had a free throw drop yet. This free throw attempt is up and good. So Lammers is 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Concordia 2 for 5 as a team. And another foul called on Janovich. That's going to be her third personal, team's fourth, with 1:18 left here in the first period. 32-8 our score. 1:18 left to go as Dort College inbounds. Armson gets it over to Stamnitz. Stamnitz in the corner. Gets by the defender. That was Feller who checked in for Janovich, who picked up her third. Bausema has it knocked away. Stripped by Mackenzie Hellman, and now Concordia on the break. Thinking about the three, but electing not to shoot there was Feller. Gets it right wing. Raggy pass down low to Lammers. Both players, Lammers and Feenstra, racing there near the corner. Lammers saves it, but Dort College gets on it first. And so the Concordia turnover results in a Dort possession, but Dort answers of a turnover of their own after it went off the knee there of Erica Feenstra trying to track it down. 35 seconds left to go here in the first quarter as Sydney Feller drives through the lane. Too strong, no good. Bausema with a rebound. 5 seconds across the timeline. Pruitt trying to take it on her own, throws it away. Another turnover. Raggy's going to have a wide-open left-handed layup on the block and good. And with 20 seconds left to go here in the first quarter, it's 34-8. Concordia looking good here in the early going. Feenstra now on the break as Dort tries to break the press. They elect not to hold for the last shot, and Feenstra is fouled on the attempt. I believe they're going to get Hellman with the foul there on the play. Actually, they're going to give it to Philly Lammers. So Lammers picks up her first 15 foul, and Feenstra knocks down the first of two attempts at the charity stripe. 9 seconds remaining here in the first quarter here in Sioux Center. Second free throw by Feenstra rattles up and no good. Off the front and back of the iron and falls right. Pass down low, Raggy over Pruitt, cannot get the shot to fall. Feenstra grabs the rebound, and that's how our first quarter of play will end. But a dominant first quarter for the Concordia Bulldogs. 34-9 our score, the number two team in the nation, cruising up 25 after the first period of play, aided by 17 Dort College turnovers. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to Defender Basketball here on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll be back right after this quick break. Back here after the first quarter of play at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 34-9 our score. The Concordia Bulldogs rolling here early against the Dort College Defenders. Dort shooting 40% for the game, but the issue, they're only 4 of 10. 10 field goal attempts, nearly twice as many turnovers. 17 turnovers on Dort College in that first period of play. Far too many to win most basketball games, let alone when you're trying to take down the number two team in the country who is undefeated. Speaking of undefeated, Dort College Volleyball taking on undefeated Lindsey Wilson tonight, the number one team of the country in the NAIA Volleyball National Championship. That'll be in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. If you can't make it, Mike Biker will have the call for you live here on KDCR a little bit before 7. Tetzlaff with it, top of the key. Pruitt, Eva Vall back out to Pruitt. She'll take the three from the right wing and swishes that one home. Dort College breaks the double-digit barrier, 34-12. Basketball, top of the key, Cockrell passes left. Now swinging over right wing. Entry pass down low, intended for Lammers, knocked away by Evil. Getting onto the ground, the hustle from Concordia, despite being up 22, is impressive. Lammers splits the defense there. A little whoop-de-whoop through traffic. The lay-in with the right hand, the finger roll off the glass and good. 36-12, Concordia. Now Feenstra picks up her dribble in one of the worst places you can on the court there. taken away. Concordia on the break, a touch pass, a gorgeous touch pass there by Cockrell, and getting the lay-in on the play was Colby Duval for her first basket. 38-12. Now Eva Vault on the break. The outlet pass spurs her. She gets behind the Concordia defense. Right block lays it in. She's got six. Right wing now. Dom with it. Swings left. Cockrell left wing. She drives left. She'll take it up with the right hand, and that makes it more difficult for her. The defense able to recover. Harmson with the board. Again, layups on the left block. You have to be willing to go up with the left hand on those. Tetzlaff now battling traffic. Ball knocked away. She's trapped in the corner. Gets it over to Pruitt. Now Pruitt looking for a screen. Gets it over to Ebevold. Baseline, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Tetzlaff, she'll drive. Free throw line, pulls up short, no good. Rebound, Tetzlaff. Goes right back up in the paint, no good. Wide right, battling for it. Feenstra. She fought with Lammers down low, but Feenstra, right call there, the last to touch the basketball. And 2 minutes in, Concordia will have possession as a substitution is on the way for the Bulldogs. We'll see Maggie Goltz for the first time, a 6'1 forward sophomore from Falls City, Nebraska. She'll make her first appearance. Also on the floor for Concordia. I mentioned Duval there as Cockrell as well. Dom on the floor, and earlier getting a shot off was Shelby Pullman. That's your five on the floor for the Bulldogs. Pullman with it, left block. Kicks it out, left wing, top of the key now. Cockrell swings, right wing, Dom. She's money from there. Can't get that one to fall, though. And Feenstra gets the rebound. Swings the elbows a little bit too much there, pushing off. It's going to be an offensive foul there on Erica Feenstra, her first personal. And with that, Kenzie Bausma will check in for Bailey Tetzlaff. So on the floor for Dort College, setting your five on the floor, you have Bausma, Feenstra, Ebevold, Harmson, and Pruitt. Inbounding it, Dom, left wing. Cockrell back to Dom. Using the screen, wide open three. Can't get that one to fall. Off the rim, no good. And Harmson comes away with the board. She's trying to push it up here on the near side in front of the scorer's table. Through traffic, gets away. Feenstra in the corner. Harmson, Bausma, back to Harmson. Shot clock not running. Does not matter there as Feenstra takes the shot, no good. And trying to get the offensive rebound there. But off the glass is the shot clock, a little bit of a delay here, so we'll pause in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium. If you're just joining us, I'm Christian Zylstra here on KDCR, 88.5 FM, 38-14 our score with 7:37 left to go here in the second period. The shot clock should be at 30 as neither team had possession, or at the very least 29 there. It hit the rim and then was touched and went out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia, so it will be Dort College basketball. If you're wondering how we're here, Concordia, the number two team in the country, one of the best teams in the country, in the best conference for women's basketball in the nation, and they are among the leaders in the pack, the number two team undefeated on the season, and their full court press so far has been lethal. Dort College, 19 turnovers compared to Concordia, 5. Concordia shooting 56% from the field, has 27 shots compared to just Dort, only 15 attempts from the floor. As now we get the shot clock reset at 30. So 7:40 on the clock. The shot clock will be a new 30 for the defenders as they inbound it to Pruitt at the DC logo. Dort going from right to left here in the second quarter. Ebevold, a cross pass left wing. Bausma driving through the lane. They're going to call a foul on the floor before she got the shot off. So foul on the drive. It'll be the first team foul on the Bulldogs here for this quarter. It's going to go on Brenly Dom. Just her first personal here. Dom with a couple three-point baskets in this one so far. Pruitt gets it to Bausma in the paint. Kicks it back out. Ebevold behind the arc. Three-point basket, no good. Actually, the referee changing her mind, saying it was a two-point basket. Regardless, the shot does not fall. Dom, top of the key, uses a Pullman screen. Now swings it over to Pullman. Ebevold guarding out here on the wing. With it, driving is Goltz. Left hand, no good. Rebound, Bausma. Now Dort wants to break. They want to go quickly, avoid the press. And a blocking foul is going to be called right in front of the scorer's table there on Taylor Cockrell for her first personal, team second. Harmson will inbound. Bausma. Left wing, hands it back off for Harmson. Harmson will drive baseline. A dish off there as the help came. DeBell came to help on the left block, leaving Rachel Evewald wide open on the right block. And Evewald, the finishes don't get much easier than that. On the other end, though, Cockrell, they don't get much easier than that either. Ducking under the screen was the Dort defense there. Cockrell, with the separation, pulls up and knocks down the tray at the top of the key. Now as Dort tries to inbound the basketball, it's knocked away by Concordia. 41-16 our score. 6:39 left to go here in the second period. This is the second of four quarters, taking it now. Feenstra on the break. Goes up with the right hand on the left block. No good. Offensive rebound through the contact. Can't get second one to fall either. Concordia. Pass down low. Beautiful team passing. And Dort College bailed out a little bit by a foul. The foul is going to go on Ebby Pruitt. But if no foul was called, Brenly Dunn, who has two threes already, would have had her most open look of the day on the right baseline. Inbounding the basketball, trying to find a player there, Feller. She gets it down low, breaking free. Somehow Dom got loose. Nobody guarding the senior. She has eight, lays it in on the right block, 43-16. Harmson, top of the key. Bounce him up. Over to Harmson. Harmson, left alone there. Three-point basket, no good. Halfway down, came back out. Damness ready to check in at the next break. Tip by Evewald. A push pass there. As a player now down for Concordia. Taking a hit there was Colby DeVell. Tried to get the push pass down low to Quinn Raggy. And took a little bit of a collision there. Leaving the game now, Cockrell and Dom checking in. It's going to be Danny Hopps and back onto the floor as well. Mackenzie Hellman for Dort College. Sienna Stamness will check in. So Balsamo finds Evewald as Dort tries to break. Evewald's going to take it herself, gets across the timeline. Now Feenstra, right baseline. Evewald, swing. Balsamo, swing. Stamness, one more. Into the corner. Pruitt. Now Stamness, left wing. Back over to Pruitt. Entry pass down low, intercepted. Dort with 20 turnovers now here. Still 5.5 minutes to go in this second quarter. Pass down low. Raggy going up for the basket. And the communication has not been there for Dort College in transition. The transition defense not being good enough against the number two team in the country. So Quinn Raggy will go to the basket for two free throws with her team up 43-16 and 5:34 remaining here in the second quarter. First free throw by Raggy is good. Feenstra and Pruitt will exit. As checking in, Anderson and Tetzlaff. Knocking down the pair, Quinn Raggy, 45-16. Tetzlaff, over to Balsamo. Balsamo, driving baseline. Gets across the timeline. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Anderson, back to Balsamo. Top of the key, swings it right, Stamness. Now left wing. Tetzlaff, drives to the free throw line. Gets it to the corner, Stamness, Evewald, right block shot, no good. Last touched. Looked like maybe it was touched by Anderson, but going to be ruled out on Concordia. The shot clock at 3 seconds. So Dort with 3 seconds to get a shot off as Stamness will inbound it on the baseline. Top of the key, Evewald, left wing, tries to get over to Anderson, goes through her hands, finds its way over to Stamness. Really could have been a shot clock violation. The ball never hit the rim, but the officials letting it go as Concordia comes away with a clean board. Now right wing, wide open three. Sydney Feller using a screen. Concordia using a lot of screens to free up some shooters, and it's worked quite effectively so far, 48-16. Our score here in Sioux Center. Another turnover, make it 50-16. Quinn Raggy on the right block lays it in with the right hand. Tetzlaff. Spin move, gets by Feller, tries to dish it off to Evewald, another turnover toward College, that's turnover number 22. Left block, pass, trying to pick out a streaking Raggy there down the right side of the lane. Pass a little bit too far out of reach. The seventh turnover now on the Bulldogs. I'm Christian Zylster. You're listening to Dort College Basketball here in Sioux Center. Not on the same page there, Kenzie Balsamo and Faith Anderson. Balsamo with the full court pass. Thought Anderson would break for the basket. Maybe it would have worked if they were on the same page, but instead the ball is untouched. So we're going to bring it all the way down underneath the door basket, and the Bulldogs are going to get a chance to inbound. 50-16. Feller will inbound it. Looking for an option. Nearly 5 seconds. Gets it in just in time. Gets the hops after it bounces off the head of Stamnis there. Now left wing. Three-point basket and swishing it home as she makes the first appearance of the game. Sydney Pullman. Not to be confused with Shelby Pullman. Sydney Pullman knocking down the three. Her first basket. 53-16. Tetzlaff left wing. Guarded by Feller. Tetzlaff goes right. Concordia now in a 2-3 zone. A lot of pressure here, Dort College. Shot clock at 5. Driving into the lane. Pass out. Stamnis right wing. She's going to have to hook up a shot. No good. Blocked by Raggy. Dort College not doing well against the zone there. Feller thought about the 3. Elected against it. Picked up her dribble. Shooting the 3, though, in the corner on the opposite side there for Concordia was Hop. Shot was no good. Feller will get the chance again as it bounces out to her on the right wing, and she finds the money stroke there. 56-16, a timeout for Dort College. We'll take a quick break here in Sioux Center. Concordia, the number 2 team in the nation here, up 56-16, 3:19 remaining here in the first half. Back underway here in Sioux Center. I'm Christian Ziles for Dort College, breaking the press there. Sienna Stamnis goes through the Concordia Bulldog defense, and the easy lay-in with the left hand on the left block. 56-18, 3 minutes left to go here in the first half. A beautiful spin move there by Fulmer. She's hit in the head, or I should say Lammers. That was Philly Lammers on the break. Hit on the head there by Faith Anderson, who will pick up her first personal. Fourth team foul on Dort College. Only 2 on Concordia here so far. As the first of 2 free throws up and good for Philly Lammers. She missed her first 3, has hit her last 2 from the charity stripe, and she now has 8. Misses the free throw on the front end there. 57-18, rebound taken by Bautzema. Now Stamnis gets it over to Tetzlaff, who crosses the timeline. Tetzlaff picks up her dribble at the free throw line, gets it out to Bautzema. It's going to be an over and back on Dort College as it goes right through her hands. Turnover number 24 by the defenders here in the first half. The pressure from the number 2 team in the country has been an unrelenting force so far, and the Bulldogs have shown zero signs of letting up here in Sioux Center, at least in this first half, although miscommunication there was Sydney Pullman in the left corner, who was moving back out towards the wing and trying to get it to her. Actually, they're going to say it was tipped. The referee's going to talk about it. They're going to overturn it. I was going to say, it didn't look like it was tipped. One official ruled it was tipped. Another comes over with the help. Good work by the team of officials there. As now getting loose, Anderson, the full court pass. She is fouled on the basket there by Philly Lammers. One of the few instances we've seen today where the Concordia full court press falls asleep a little bit. Anderson leaking out there, and she'll go to the free throw line as a reward, and Lammers picking up her second personal. 3 team fouls on the Bulldogs. The first free throw, short and right, no good. Coming up at halftime, we are continuing tradition we started here. The second free throw knocked down, 57-19. We started it with football. Where are they now? We're going to continue it here during this conference basketball season on the weekend. 2 interviews coming up today, 1 at halftime of the women's game, 1 of the men's game, so stick around at halftime. You're not going to want to miss those opportunities. That's a 3-point basket by Concordia, no good, but the offensive rebound keeps the possession alive. The inbounds pass tipped away by Dort College. That was Stamnis getting a piece of it. Concordia will still have possession and 22 on the shot clock. Concordia, the highest-ranked team in the nation in terms of GPAC teams. 5 GPAC teams in the top 19 in the current NAI poll. A little pump fake and Feller off the left leg. The right hand floater good. 59-19. A 40-point lead here for Concordia. 2 minutes remaining in this first half. Ball knocked away, but not without committing a foul. That's going to be Philly Lammers, her 3rd personal. So the leading rebounder for the Bulldogs and their 2nd highest score on the season will have to go to the bench with 3 personals. Also at halftime, along with your statistical recap, we'll try to get a look at other GPAC scores around the conference. As it looks like basically everybody is in action today here at 2 p.m. Tetzlaff. It's a pass over to Stamnis. 20 on the shot clock. Tetzlaff left wing. Goes through her hands. Dives on the floor. Gets back possession. Shot clock at 15. Stamnis takes it through to the basket. Bounce pass. Feenstra. Right block. No good. A lot of contact down low amongst the trees. Has it knocked away. Now Dom. Wide open three. Left wing in transition. That's short. No good. Stamnis with the board. Concordia still with a full court press here. Coming to you live from the DeWitt Gymnasium, Concordia is going to pick up its fifth team foul. And Kenzie Balsamo will go to the charity stripe for two here, as picking up the foul there was Taylor Cockrell. 1:17 left to go here in the first half on the floor for the Bulldogs. Imagine you have Cockrell checking in there recently. It was Maggie Goltz. That was right after the third personal was picked up by Lammers. Also out there, I believe that's DeVell on the right block right now for the free throw line. Sydney Feller is on the right elbow, and Brenly Dom, is also in the game for Concordia. Balsama's second free throw goes, so she knocks down the pair. It's Feenstra, Stamnis, Tetzlaff, Balsama, and Anderson on the floor for Dort. Left elbow, kick out. Left wing now, Goltz. Penetrating in the paint. Lays it in through the contact, right hand off the glass, good. 61 points here for Concordia in the first half. They average about 92 a game. Breaking the press there was Tetzlaff going up and getting fouled on the shot attempt, so she'll head to the free throw line for two. As Colby DeVell picks up her first personal. 53.3 seconds remaining here in the first half. The first free throw from Tetzlaff is good. She'll knock that down. She has 3 points now. Right now on the floor for DeWitt College, the leading scorer on the floor is Kenzie Balsamo with four. Tetzlaff knocks down the second, and she joins that group with 4 points for DeWitt College. 61-23. Just under a minute to go, and now DeWitt's going to elect to use some full-court press here. On the inbounds pass, Concordia breaks it quite easily. Dom. Left corner, Cockrell, extra pass, three-point basket taken and knocked down. Sydney Fuller, she's got three threes here this afternoon, 64-23. On the break, Feenstra in the paint, right hand, no good, missing it, left board, taken away by Concordia. About a one-and-a-half-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. We'll see if Concordia elects to hold. Dom swings it over to the corner. Fuller, pass down low. Going up with it is DeVell, blocked away viciously by Anderson. Loose ball on the floor. Concordia comes away with it. And now Stamnis is going to commit a loose ball foul with 14 seconds left to go, and that means the Bulldogs are going to get free throws. So Stamnis with the effort there, but commits the foul on the reach. That'll be her second personal, 15 foul. And that does mean that Sydney Feller will head to the free throw line. First free throw up and good from Feller. 65-23 our score here. 14 seconds left to go in the first half. Feller has 12. They get 13. So she swishes home the pair. 66-23, 14 seconds left on the clock. Concordia is still going to use some press. It won't be easy for DeWitt College, but they do a decent job initially breaking the press there and trying to strip it away. The last second was DeVell. She was out of bounds when she made contact with the basketball. So DeWitt College, 8.1 on the clock, will get an inbounds pass underneath the basket. It'll be Stamnis who will inbound. Finds Anderson, top of the key, pump fake. Gets the defender, Dom, up in the air. Three-point basket, no good. Board loose, Feenstra, 2 seconds left, goes up, has her shot blocked. And that is how the first half will end here in Sioux Center. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to DeWitt College Basketball here on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. A first half that was dominated from the opening tip. Initially starting with a 12-0 run, Concordia has only grown from there. 66-23 our score as we get to halftime. We'll take a quick break. and then we'll come back and get you primed for Where Are They Now here at halftime of this Dort College women's basketball game. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to Dort College Hoops on KDCR. Back here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium, I'm Christian Zylstra on KDCR 88.5 FM. I mentioned the return of Where Are They Now, a segment that we started this year, the 10th anniversary of Dort College football. We did it at halftime each and every single week of the Dort College football season, and I'm proud to say we are going to bring it back here throughout the conference slate of games here for Dort College basketball. When we have conference doubleheaders on the weekends, we will continue to have some of these Where Are They Now segments with both male and female former athletes and Dort College alumni. Joining me here today, I'm going to have Jen Van Otterloo, who was an athlete at Dort College, participated in a lot of sports, initially came for volleyball and track and field. She ended up being a national champion in the steeplechase event, and she was also the 2008 GPAC Women's Cross Country Runner of the Year, an athlete that has had plenty of success at Dort College. So I'm pleased to present Where Are They Now here at halftime. Joining me, Jen Van Otterloo here today.
Greetings and welcome. I'm Christian Zylstra here on KDCR 88.5 FM, and we're keeping Where Are They Now rolling. Joining me here on Where Are They Now, our subject for this edition is Jen Van Otterloo, formerly Jen Kempers, a volleyball, track, and cross-country athlete during her time at Dort, a graduate in 2008. I want to start off kind of before you went to Dort, when you're kind of looking at colleges and making decisions. You're a local person, so obviously you had some familiarity with Dort. Eventually, that decision had to come around, and so I'm curious, what were some of your kind of top college choices, and why did Dort win out?
Well, back in high school, I didn't really have too much experience looking around at other colleges. I got some letters in the mail, because that was back before they could text or call your cell phone. They had to actually call your home phone. And so I'd get letters in the mail, and I just kind of brushed them off because I didn't really understand why they were contacting me to, you know, run or play softball or volleyball. And I just knew that Dort Northwestern were right here and kind of just figured I'd end up at one of those, you know, and they were comfortable and here. And then Dort, I knew they had a good ed program. They were really strong in volleyball and other athletics, and I, at the time, signed up to play volleyball first and track, so that's kind of what drew me there was the strong sports programs, and I knew that their education program was also talked about to be top-notch as well, so that made kind of my decision, and just to stay close to home.
Before we kind of get into what's going on in your life right now, I want to touch on a few things while you were at Dort. What did you study during your time as a defender? You mentioned the education program. Did you have any kind of specific career aspirations in mind when you were a student?
Yes. I always knew that what I did with life, I wanted to do something with fitness and teaching others on how to either be healthy, exercise, or work with others, like with sports or fitness. So I double majored in education with a physical education emphasis and health minor, and then I also had a major in recreation where I did like internships at Avera in Sioux Falls and like their sports institution. Just kind of didn't know which direction I was going to go. I was actually the manager of the rec center, and, you know, always thought too, like, I could see myself running a fitness facility if that's, you know, where my path led me, but I just kind of kept all doors open and worked hard in all my classes so that when it got time to graduate, hopefully I would have a decision made or job opportunities. So I just always knew I wanted to do something being active, though, because I just always have been active.
Yeah, speaking of that activity, you were an incredibly successful runner at Dort, both with cross-country and track. You're in the record books. You won Conference Runner of the Year. You've been at the top in national competitions. I mean, did you envision that kind of individual success going into Dort?
No, I probably, even through high school, I never, like, my coaches would always tell me, like, your goal is to win this race, and I would probably talk myself down a little bit, and it drove them crazy because I just never thought of myself at the top. And going into Dort, never expected to be come out on top in college races. I just figured we're at next level. You know, I'm used to winning high school, but this is a new level. But, you know, you move up to those college coaches that can train you better, and they knew me better. And I played volleyball for the first 2 years at Dort and didn't do cross-country until Greg Van Dyke took over, and he had already been my track coach for the first 2 years. And so when he transitioned to cross country, I felt comfortable transitioning as well. And he probably knew my style of running better than I did. And he just, between him and when Craig Heinen got there, they just really turned me into a runner I never expected to be. And just I just trusted my coaches and my teammates. So it was fun.
Yeah, your senior year, you were GPAC Cross Country Runner of the Year. Steeplechase was kind of your big event for track and field, right? Or at least that was the one you were.
Yep.
you excelled in that. I mean, why do you think the steeplechase was kind of, you know, quote unquote, your event?
Well, I always liked a challenge, and I liked distance events, but in track, running anything longer than a mile was kind of boring to me because you just go around and around. So cross country was always fun because there was hills and turns and just, you know, you're out for a huge loop versus just running in circles. But I saw the steeplechase my freshman year at a track meet, and I was like, what is that? That looks awesome. And I had done hurdles in high school, the 400 hurdles and stuff, so I thought, you know, I can hurdle, and I just got to jump over water too. So kind of as a joke, they said to me, fine, we'll put you in it, whatever, you're going to do it, we'll see what happens, because nobody had really been doing steeplechase yet, and after the first time out, they were kind of like, well, you just qualified for the GPAC meet in steeplechase, maybe we'll just keep you going from there. And yeah, that was, I think, my sophomore year, that's when I tried it for the first time, and yeah, my freshman year, they threw me in that, and I did that, I think, at nationals, and then my sophomore year is when I was the national champion, so yeah, that's how that worked.
Now, you're still very much into running, right?
Yes, I am.
So what are some of the kind of events and stuff you do now for running? Have you run a marathon before?
Yes, I am. I would say I'm still transitioning to the marathon distance. Like I said, I like things that are a challenge, and when you're running for 26 miles, the mind game of a marathon is the challenge because it's a lot of miles to stay focused. So I really like the 10K to half marathon right now. I'm used to those. They're fun. They're not, I don't consider them too terribly long that, you know, you don't need too much recovery. But I've run two marathons so far. Went out too hard on my first one and learned that lesson. And then the second one, I actually got the stomach flu beforehand, and so I tried to run it, but it didn't go very well because I was rather sick. But I'm planning on trying it again, and I don't know, I like the road races. That's what I kind of stick to right now, is anything from 5K on up, run them throughout the summer if I can find one here and there. I like to go to some big cities and experience the events of them because, like, Chicago, huge, fun, the whole celebration, just fun to be in the atmosphere of it.
Now, you graduated Dort in 2008. I know a lot's happened in your journey since then, but part of the reason we do these interviews is to catch up with Dort alumni and what's happened on some of their life journeys. When you look at since you graduated Dort and where you are now and working at Kinsey with physical education, what are some of the highlights that you've experienced along the way? Some of your, I don't know, fondest memories over the past several years?
Well, I'd have to say, yeah, it's been, you know, 9 years since I've graduated, basically, from this December. And so I really enjoy teaching elementary kids. I like to see that spark in their eyes when they learn a new game or we're exercising, and they love to come and tell me, like, I exercised at home. And my goal is to just, you know, teach kids almost how to be kids again because of the day and age of technology and sitting in front of the TV and stuff. I just want to teach them how to be active and how being active is fun and it's good for you. And then over, like, the last couple years, I've gotten passionate more about working with special needs kids and, you know, helping them be the best that they can be with their disabilities or things that they have issues with, if it's balance or cognitive things that are hard and physical things that I'm working one-on-one with them some too now this year. We started a new program, an adapted PE program, so I get to do, like, half regular PE with second, third, and fourth, and then I do one-to-one PEs with some of the kids with special needs, and so that's been a highlight. And then I've also had three kids, got married, I've had three kids, and I absolutely love being a mom, and we as a family are quite active. We love to go out on bike rides and walks and runs and family runs and to the park, and yeah, the girls, they learn from us, seeing us be active, so it's, I don't know, it kind of makes me excited when they put on their little running outfits and they run around the house, and I'm like, well, they're learning a positive way to be active, and I don't know, it's been a good journey. I'm happy to still be in Sioux Center, a great place to work, still keep up with Dort and church, and yeah, it's just a good place to be.
All right, thank you very much for your time today, Jen. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope I didn't ramble too much.
A big thank you to Jen Van Otterloo for joining me here on Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, and remember to catch Where Are They Now every Saturday before Dort basketball here on KDCR. We've got more Dort College athletics on the way. We'll be back right after this quick break.
back here in Sioux Center with your halftime recap of the first half between the Door College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. The number two team in the country, a 66-23 advantage here on the Door College Defenders. Concordia shot 60% in that first half, 24-40 from the field, 11 of 19 from three, that's 58%. You compare that to Door College, who shot 30%, 14 from three, and really the huge difference you could tell in the disparity, the turnovers, 24 turnovers on Door College compared to 8 turnovers. That's 16 more turnovers for Dort, and it's resulted in 13 fewer shots, 40 attempts for the Bulldogs, and only 27 for Dort College. Dort led in scoring by Rachel Evavold with 8 points, 4 points for Bailey Tetzlaff and for Kenzie Balsema, and 3 points for Evie Pruitt. 2 assists for Erica Feenstra, and 8 rebounds total for Feenstra as well. The Bulldogs only one player in double figures, 13 points for Sydney Feller, who came in averaging just under 10 a game, 8 points for Brenly Dom and for Philly Lammers, and Mary Janovich, who scored the first 8 points of the game for Concordia. Again, Concordia only 8 turnovers. They had 17 steals in that first half, dominating from beginning to end, the number two team in the country cruising. A look at the rest of the GPAC right now. I don't have a score for College of St. Mary and Mount Marty, but those two teams battling it out right now in a GPAC showdown. In a non-conference affair, starting the second half, number 19, Hastings is up 38-23 on the Heckle Indian Nations University. And then three other GPAC conference showdowns, each featuring one ranked team. Number 6, Dakota Wesleyan is up on Doan, 46-30 in Mitchell. Number 10, Morningside, right after their victory over, rather, number 10 Morningside, their 42-40 lead on Midland, that in Sioux City. And Northwestern, number 15 in the country, a 39-29 advantage against Friar Cliff. I'm Christian Zylstra here on KDCR 88.5, KDCR Sioux Center. We'll be back after this quick break and get ready for the second half as we are about a minute 20 from resuming play here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Back in Sioux Center, Concordia will start off with the basketball here in the second half, moving from right to left, wearing all blue. Dort College will go left to right with their all-white uniforms. Dort coming out here aggressively, defensively. The three-point basket there from the left wing, Danny Hobbs, came up short. Rebound, Kenzie Balsema. Concordia now 11 of 20 from behind the arc. He passed over the top. Balsema, beautiful feed to Evavold down low, who cleared off the inside and laid it in. She's got 10, the only scorer in double figures for Door College. Now left block, Lammers tries to kick it out to Hellman. It's intercepted by Feenstra, who now tries to break. No numbers. She'll pull it back. Top of the key. Now swing over left wing. Peyton Harmson, three-point basket, no good. Rebound taken away by Hobbs. Well, the first half really can be summarized by one thing. Door College had one more turnover than it did points. 24 turnovers and 23 points. The basket up and no good. Then Hellman followed her shot, got the rebound, follows this one, and gets the rebound as well. So Hellman misses two shots, but gets the offensive rebound on Bolting. Concordia maintains possession of the ball. Now going against the screen there, a beautiful decision, baseline drive there for number 20, Mary Janovich, who scored the first 8 points of the game for the Bulldogs, had not scored since after picking up three fouls. And she opens up our scoring for the Bulldogs here in the second half. Swing over left wing, Harmson with it. Concordia again in the zone. Balsema drives, kicks it to Harmson. Now Harmson drives, pulls it back out. She's trapped in the corner. Pruitt flashing in the middle with the free throw line. Balsema kicks it to Evavold. Gets the shot off as the shot clock expires, but no good, too strong. Rebound taken by Raggy. Finds Hellman. Corner three-point basket, Hops. This one is good. Dort College losing Hops in transition there. The open three on the left baseline. 71-25. Balsema swings it over to Harmson. Harmson, left baseline, Feenstra. Back over to Harmson. Swinging it around, Pruitt, top of the key. Tries to go with the entry pass in the middle of the paint to Evavold, but knocked away by the arms of the defense. The zone there, active hands. Hellman, three-point basket, left wing, too strong, no good. Feenstra taps it, can't corral the board. Finds its way over to Hobbs, and Concordia resets the possession. Hellman, using the Raggy screen, a finger roll on the right block, off the glass, and good there for Mackenzie Hellman. sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska, now has five. 73-25, 7:15 left to go, third quarter. Harmson penetrates the defense, gets to the right elbow. Balsama drives up off the glass. She's fouled on the shot attempt. She'll head to the free throw line for two. We'll see who the foul is called on there. It's Philly Lammers, and that's going to be foul number four. The second leading scorer and the leading rebounder picks up her fourth foul of the game, and she'll have to leave with 7:07 here in the third quarter. First free throw is good. Stamnis will come in for Feenstra. Checking in, you got Kobe DeVell. Renly Dom comes onto the floor, as does Cockrell. Also checking in, Sydney Feller, who leads all players in scoring here. And Shelby Pullman makes her return. Shelby and Sydney Pullman, don't want to speculate, but quite potentially twins, both juniors from Fairbury, Nebraska. Shot no good. Balsama hits the floor as Evaval comes away with it. Pruitt, right wing. Swinging out. Gets it to Balsama. Balsama, nowhere to go. Hands it off to Harmson. Harmson drives. Left block. Right block left open as the defense shifted to help. Left Evavald on the right block all alone and lays it in. So Rachel Evavald has 12 points. 73-29. Three-point basket. Feller, no good. Offensive rebound taken by DeVell. Feller swings it over to Pullman. Pullman, three-point basket. Too strong again. No good. Cockrell, offensive board. Up off the glass. Can't get it to fall on the rim. And now on the break, Balsama. Two-on-two opportunity. Balsama gets it to Harmson. Wide open three. Transition good. Good transition office there from the Dort College defenders. The three-point basket cuts it to 73-32. Now Dort in a zone. Trap near along the baseline. Feller tries to swing it. Gets it over to Cockrell, but not before the ball is tipped by Stamnis. DeVell gets around Evavald there. Uses the left elbow a little bit to clear some space, but wraps right by Evavald there. Too quick off the glass and good. 75-32. Stamnis, right wing there. Getting it over to Evavald, who will drive baseline, uses the body, clears some space, gets the separation so the defense couldn't block, and Evavald lays it off the glass. 14 points for Rachel Evavald, so having a good offensive night again in the absence of leading scorer Annie Rinesmith, or I should say second leading scorer Annie Rinesmith. Evavald moved a couple points ahead of her with her big performance last week, and now a over-the-back violation will be whistled on Concordia. It'll be Taylor Cockrell away from the basket who will be called for her third personal, second team foul. And Outdoor College will take a timeout, a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick break as well here on KDCR. You're listening to Dort College Basketball Concordia up 75-34. Actually, they're going to change it to a full timeout. So we'll come back here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 5:06 remaining in this third quarter of play. A 41-point lead for the number two team in the nation.
I'm Lauren.
Beautiful Saturday afternoon for Dort College basketball here on KCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I'm Christian Zylstra here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College with just one full timeout left here for the final 15 minutes of this one. Harmson, right wing, three-point basket, wide open, too strong, off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Pullman. That's Shelby Pullman with the long outlet pass to Dom. Skip pass over into the corner, Cockrell, now Feller. Feller, right wing, gets it over to Dom. Dom drives left near the free throw line, picks up her dribble. Feller's got it left wing. Shot clock now down to 10 for Concordia. Right wing, Cockrell. Dom, open three, no good, too strong. Rebound, no over the back called, but Dort College will come away with possession there. It's Peyton Harmson. Harmson gets by Cockrell easily, knocked away. Fortuitously finds its way over to Tetzlaff, who finds Pruitt here in the corner. And gets it over to Stamnis after a couple dribbles. The penetration, defense sinks and sags. Stamnis has the space on the right wing. And the Dort offense creates the open shot, 75-37. Our score. foul called on Dord College. Is driving on the play was Taylor Cockrell. Throws up the shot, so she'll go to the free throw line. It's going to be Bailey Tetzlaff who picks up her first personal. So Cockrell will go to the free throw line for two. It's just the first team foul on Dord College. Only three fouls called so far here in this third quarter. As now Concordia ready to make a full substitution. Everyone but Cockrell will leave the floor as she has another free throw on the way. Eva Vald will also check in for Harmson. So on the floor for the Bulldogs, you have the starters out there again. Janovich out there, Raggy. Despite four fouls, you've got Lammers back out there a little surprisingly. Also out there, Hops. And now that the second free throw falls, Cockrell will leave, and checking back into the game is Mackenzie Hellman. So the starting five back on the floor for the Bulldogs. A combined 38 points. 38 points from the starters and 38 points from the bench for Concordia. Tetzlaff goes up, fouled on the arm. Can't get the shot to fall, but she will go to the free throw line for two. Tetzlaff saw a hole in the zone, attacked it on the drive there, up off the glass. Shot no good, but clear contact. You could hear the smack on the arm halfway across the court here. But Tetzlaff cannot get the front end of the two free throws to fall. Left that one short, could not get the friendly roll. Second free throw on the way. That one is good. 76-38 our score. Concordia doubling up Dord College here with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Driving through the paint, flashing. Raggy gets it over to Hops. Right wing, three-point basket, too short. Rebound strong side by Pruitt. Pruitt gets it over to Stamnis. Baseline, Eva Vald, bounce pass. A beautiful find there by Rachel Eva Vald, the post player who found Bailey Tetzlaff wide open. Lays it in, 76-40, I should say. Travel now called on Lammers. Lammers with the pump fake, thought about it. Thought about going right, decided to go left, and it was that brief hesitation, not quite knowing the move she wanted to make. Dragged her foot, moved a little too early, and the traveling call on Concordia, now their 11th turnover. Dord College only two turnovers this quarter, and they're outscoring Concordia by five as a result so far. Going up strong is Pruitt, no good. Rebound Lammers. Lammers now, outlet pass, tries to spur the break. Going up with it, Janovich cannot get the shot to fall, but fouled on the attempt by Stamnis, so she will be rewarded with her aggressiveness with two free throws. Third personal foul called on Sienna Stamnis, second team foul on Dord College here in quarter number three. Free throw up, and no good. 76-20 our score. So Stamnis, top of the key, guarded by Janovich. Right wing, Pruitt fakes out, Hops, picks up her dribble. Back to the top of the key. Pruitt now, right wing, three-point basket, up, no good, too short. And the rebound there on the weak side by Raggy. Now streaking down the middle of the floor, Lammers spins, kicks it out. Janovich drives, floater, no good, left short, rebound Rachel Eva Vald. Eva Vald rips the rebound away, and now Dord College tries to break. Pruitt, right wing. Stamnis, about 30 feet away from the basket. Tetzlaff. Back to Stamnis, top of the key. Eva Vald, left elbow, finds Pruitt, swings it, right wing, three-point basket. No good from Stamnis there. The open attempt, left and short. A beautiful read there by Ebby Pruitt. Trying to get the bounce pass down low was Janovich. She tried to feed Lammers down low. Pruitt read it, came from the backside with the help, and came with the clean strip. Now Eva Vald has it stripped away. They actually are going to call it jump ball, as just long enough Eva Vald was able to keep a hand in there. So Rachel Eva Vald earns a jump ball. And now a substitution for both sides. Dord College, four new faces on the floor. So on the floor, Harmson, Balsema, Pruitt, Beanstra, and Steffi Cunard checks into the game for the first time. Concordia has Raggy out there, Feller, Hellman, Hops, right now guarding Steffi Cunard down low there. I believe that's Rebecca Higgins. Driving in the lane, shot no good. Veenstra misses, Higgins saves it. Inbound pass to Raggi. Under 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Higgins, top of the key, finds Hellman. Hellman, open left wing three, rattles it home. The three-point basket wide open there, and Hellman took advantage. Knocked down the tray, 79-40. Thor College, only two turnovers here, third quarter. 30 seconds to go. Left wing, now left block. Balsama drives, finds Feenstra wide open, knocks down the right wing three. So Concordia gets a three on one end, and answering on the other end, Dor College knocks down the three, 79-43. Now Concordia can hold for the last shot if it wants to. 15 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock is turned off. Hops recognizes, now she's driving left. Baseline lane, no good. Basket taken by Cunard. 2 seconds. Half-court heave from Pruitt. Gets it off in time and just short, grazing the net, no good. 79-43 our score. Three quarters of play in the books. We've got one more quarter on the way of Dor College women's basketball here on KDTR 88.5 FM before Dor College hits the road for a couple games starting next week. I'm Christian Zylstra. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this break. Quick start here in Sioux Center underway. Concordia with the opening possession of the fourth quarter. The three-point basket is up and no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Now Harmson. She's got an open look. Left wing too strong off right edge of the rim. Foul is going to be called on the play, or rather the loose ball finding its way out of bounds. No foul. Ball just going out of bounds. 79-43. As active hands, Abby Pruitt knocks away the pass there. Concordia. That was Higgins in the corner there trying to escape a potential trap. Higgins, the give and go back with Feller. Now cross-court pass. Gets it over to Sydney Pullman. Hellman, left wing. Gets it over to Higgins. Higgins drives on Balsama. Gets by Balsama with the help defense there. Concordia now swing around the perimeter. And right baseline in the corner, knocking down the three-point basket, Mackenzie Hellman. She finds the stroke there, knocks down the open three. She's got eight. Left wing, pass down low. Pruitt, off the glass and good. Switch pass, right block. Feller finds streaking there, Maggie Goltz, who finds her second basket of the game. Goltz now with four. 84-45 our score. Pruitt, entry pass down low, knocked away, but regaining the basketball is Feenstra there, almost traveling, but before the travel, we're going to get a reach-in foul called on Concordia. So the foul will go on number 35, Sydney Pullman, who will pick up her first, team's first, and now three fresh substitutions for the Bulldogs as Dom, Cockrell, and Duvel check in. Exiting is Feller, Goltz, and I believe Higgins checked off. No, Higgins is still out there as going up strong and committing the foul after just checking into the game, Colby DeVell. And I take that back. Actually, they are going to get Higgins on the foul. DeVell reached, but she did not get called for the foul. It's going to be Higgins for not staying straight up. So the second team foul on Concordia, the first on Higgins, and it results in the first of two free throw attempts for Erica Feenstra falling true. 84-46. Reminder, Rob, Dor College men's basketball on the way following the conclusion of this game here, about 20 minutes after tip-off. Cockrell with it, top of the key, left wing, swings to the corner. Pullman, cross-court down low. DeVell goes up through the contact. Foul is going to be called on Kenzie Balsama, her second foul, team's first. And two free throws will be on the way for DeVell. 84-46. Here in Sioux Center, I'm Christian Zylstra. The first free throw knocked down by Duvel, and Rachel Evavold will check back in for Dor College. Evavold will come in. Steffi Cunard will leave. 5 points now for DeVell in today's game. And make it six. The second one off the back iron and good. Abby Pruitt will spur the offense for Dort College on this possession. Balsema battling the Concordia zone here. Right block, Eva Vault, or the elbow, I should say. Finds a pass, Pruitt being hounded by Cockrell. Gets Veenstra baseline, now Harmson wing. Eva Vault, block over to Balsema. Shot thrown up, bailed out a little bit by a foul there. A tough shot, and the foul will once again go on Rebecca Higgins. So Higgins is called for the foul. That'll be her second here, third team foul on Concordia in this fourth quarter. 86-46, and Balsema will knock down the first of two free throws. Balsema now with seven. She's one of three from the floor today, but four of five from the charity stripe. Five of six, I should say, and now five of seven. So 7 points for Balsema, four boards, and three assists on the game. Cockrell gets it over, left wing to Dom. Braylon Dom. Over and back, called as Dom. Ball was knocked away. It was Pullman. Dom regained possession, though, in the front court there. And her momentum carried her across the back court. So an over and back called on Concordia. Dom disagreed, but that's the right call there. She gained possession, 2 feet and ball on one side and crossed over to the other side. A textbook call there from the officiating crew. Right elbow, Ivaval finds Pruitt as the defense shifts. 3-point basket, no good. Feenstra positioning down low. It's going to be out of bounds on Feenstra. It might have been out of bounds on Concordia, but Feenstra trying to keep it alive, tried to save it, and she was standing out of bounds when she touched the basketball. So we're about 3 minutes underway here in this fourth quarter of play. 86-47 our score. Dom with it, top of the key. Drives to the free throw line, tries to find Higgins in the corner, but jumping up and taking it away was Abby Pruitt. Pruitt now gets Stamness. The DC logo here in front of the scorer's table. Tries to get over to Anderson. Miscommunication. Anderson was cutting towards the scorer's table, and Stamness thought she would stay put. As a result, an open 3-point basket in transition. Taylor Cockrell knocks it down. She hits double figures with 10 points of the game. The fourth Bulldog to reach double figures here today. A couple other players with eight in the game as well, just short of double figures. Ball last touched by Concordia with 16 seconds left to go. 89-47 our score as Lammers will check in. She has four fouls, remember, so the next personal foul on Lammers will result in a disqualification for the rest of this game. Veenstra, pick and pop, open three, no good. Left it short, rebound Dom. Dom wants to break here for Concordia. Over the top, picks out Lammers in the paint underneath the circle. Knocked away by Ivavald. Possession will stay with Concordia. Still 24 on the shot clock as Concordia went quickly. Open 3-point basket in the corner. Dort falling asleep on the inbounds and making them pay. Brenle Dom, the guard from McCook, Nebraska, wide open. And the shot tried and true. Concordia extending that zone here beyond the 3-point arc. Samnis has it just inside the center circle. Anderson, right wing, the ball staying on one side of the court. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Dort a lot of dribbling. That's the first time the ball reached the far side of the court. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Samnis drives. Basket no good. Last touch by Concordia. So Dort College will have a fresh 30 on the shot clock and possession on this inbounds opportunity underneath the basket. 92-47. 5:40 left to go in regulation. Stamnis picks out Anderson. Just inside the 3-point line. Dribbles left along the baseline. Gets it out to Pruitt. Pruitt will swing. Stamnis. Now near corner. Baseline. Pump fake. Anderson gets by two defenders off the glass. No good. Rebound. Ivavald. She has the putback. And the second chance points. Ivavald breaks her average for the season, averaging 15.2 points per game. Coming into today, she now has 16. right baseline corner. Skip pass, left wing. A beautiful clear out there by Lammers. Lammers doing a great job of getting in the way on the left block, not allowing Rachel Evovall to apply the help, and that left Cockrell with a wide open layup. On the other end, though, Evovall does it on her own. Gets the clearance with the body, the open block, pass over the top, and the lay-in from Rachel Evovald. 94-51. Evovald with 18 points to lead all scorers. Dom, right wing corner three, no good. Rebound by Lammers. Lammers goes up with the left hand off the glass, cannot get it to fall. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Stamnis, and Dortales will slow it down. Stamnis breaks, Pruitt, three-point basket, open, and knocks it down. More dribble penetration here for Dort College, and it pays off, 94-54. Concordia shooting 54% for the game still, or 53, I should say. Dort at 36 now. Ball knocked away by Anderson, finds its way to Evovald, who will spur the outlet here with Pruitt. Now Pruitt over to Evovald, top of the key. Right wing, Pruitt. Concordia extending that zone. Free throw line, Stamnis. Great idea there from Stamnis. She and Evovald not on the same page, but if Evovald slips through the zone there, she's got an easy left-handed lay-in. Something I'm sure they'll notice on film and talk about later on as they prepare for Northwestern next week. Northwestern on the road on Wednesday, number 15 in the country, and then at Midland next Saturday. That's what's on tap for Dort College next week. Danny Hopps, right wing, drives left. Gets it over to Pullman. That's Sydney Pullman with the ball. Or rather, I should say it is Shelby, 25, not 35. The shot in and out, no good. Stamnis, corner, Feenstra. She was ready to go with the next move. Didn't watch the ball into her hands. It'll be a turnover, Dort College, turnover number 28. But only four turnovers this half for Dort College after turning it over 24 times in that first half. Also of note, Hope Velkamp checked into the game for Dort College during a previous timeout. A couple new bodies will check in for the defenders as well here at the next whistle. It's the shot up, no good, rebound by Velkamp. Good box out there by Velkamp, takes the ball away, should bring it up the court for Dort. Spins, gets it over here to Stamnis in front of the scorer's table, DC logo right wing. Now over to Velkamp. Velkamp, open three-point basket, too strong, no good, rebound taken away by Higgins. Higgins now. The one-player break, coast-to-coast. Rebecca Higgins, right lane, right block, right hand, off the glass. 96-54. 2:30 left to go here in regulation. About 20 minutes after the conclusion of this one, we'll have Dort College men's basketball as they take on Concordia. Dort trying to stay perfect in conference play. Loose ball on the floor. Jump ball will keep possession with Dort College. 2:21 remaining, 10 on the shot clock, and new bodies on the floor. Tetzlaff will check in. Balsama, Cunard, and for the first time today, we'll see Paige DeYoung onto the floor. The other player on the floor, Hope Velkamp, stays there for Dort College. For Concordia, you have Pullman, Shelby Pullman, that is. Higgins out there is knocking the ball away. Janovich. With 23 left to go here in or on the shot clock, 2:10 left in regulation. Velkamp, Tetzlaff, dribbles left, baseline. Rather on the wing. Balsama, now right wing, gets it over to Velkamp, who has it ripped away by Higgins. Now on the break, Concordia, Janovich. She takes it herself, cannot finish as Tetzlaff was coming back on defense. But Higgins following up the play, initially spurred the break. And now she gets the offensive rebound, lays it in. The foul will go on Kinsey Balsama. Her third, team's second foul, and 4 points now for Higgins. Make it five as she converts the three-point play, and Concordia reaches 99. The Bulldogs will have a minute 45 to break the century mark. Dort College down 99-54. Cunard, Balsama, a long two-point basket just inside the three-point line at the top of the key. No good. Pullman with the board. swinging it right, top of the key, Cockrell. She'll pump fake drive, the hesitation, a beautiful move there from Taylor Cockrell. Finish 101-54 there with the left hand driving through the lane. Well done there by Taylor Cockrell, the hesitation, the defense, shaking him loose and finishing at the rim. Balsamo swings over to Tetzlaff. Left baseline three, no good. Rebound Paige DeYoung. DeYoung finds Balsamo. Balsamo baseline goes up. She's going to get called for a block. Looked like that was maybe a charge. It's going to be called a blocking foul, though. Balsamo a little shaken up on the play. She'll go to the free throw line for two as she shakes it off, clutching that left elbow. A hard foul there, or a hard fall on the foul. Kenzie Balsamo hitting the floor, 102 left. Concordia head coach Drew Olson not exactly sure why that was called a block. As Balsamo goes up, the first free throw is short and right, no good. Stamnis waiting to check in for Balsamo if this free throw falls. It does, and so that will end Kenzie Balsamo's day. She finishes with 8 points, four rebounds, and three assists for Dort College. She goes 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Cockrell gets it over to Pullman. Right wing hops. 50 seconds left here in regulation. Pullman now drives right elbow. Tough shot, right hand off the glass. No good. Rebound Kennard on the right block. Stamnis now with it. Dort trying to push. 101-55. That's the score. The Dort men beat Mount Marty by on Wednesday here in Sioux Center. A jump ball called possession Concordia. 36.1 seconds left to go. So a 6-point difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Concordia will likely take one more shot here, leading 101-55. Pullman left wing. Swings it over. Janovich, who opened the game with 8 consecutive points. Now back out. Higgins gets it over to the corner. Cockrell, hesitation, drive. Up, no good. Too strong. Rebound taken by Tetzlaff. 10 seconds left. 101-55. Number 2 Concordia will stay undefeated on the season as they come to Sioux Center. A jump ball is going to be called with 1.9 seconds left, so Dort College will keep possession here. It does mean Dort will drop to 6-7 on the season, 2-3 in the conference. Meanwhile, on the flip side, the number 2 team of the country, the Concordia Bulldogs, stay a perfect 9-0 and 5-0 in GPAC play. I'm Christian Zylstra here on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with your Wireless World post-game wrap-up, including your interview with Dort College head coach Kyle Lindberg here. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to Dort College Basketball here on KDCR 88.5. Back here in Sioux Center, I'm Christian Zylstra. I'll be joined by Dort College head women's basketball coach Kyle Lindberg here in a second. Your statistical recap here, Dort College defensively didn't get enough done. 60% for Concordia for the game, rather I should say 50% for the game, and Concordia able to come away with that. Joining me now here on KDCR 88.5, we have Dort College head coach Kyle Lindberg. And Coach Lindberg, when you look at today's game, really Concordia set the tone immediately, and in that first half, that pressure really proved to be a big challenge for your team in the end. Why is their pressure so effective? What makes them such a good team with that pressure?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason they're the number 2 team in the country. And a huge part of that goes just strictly to their personnel. They have some phenomenal athletes. It looks like a track team out there running around, and I know a lot of their players do run track, and that's what they recruit for and the style that they want to play. And sadly, you know, for us, we just couldn't handle that pressure right out of the bat. And we worked on that the past 2 days of, hey, we're going to get pressured, they're going to be aggressive, and we got to be able to handle it. And it's very tough to recreate in practice. And so, they do things really well, and they have the right personnel. And so it was really good for us to have that in the first half. It showed us some things, and it was cool to see some of our ladies fight. A little disappointing in some of our ladies to see us kind of just fold over and say, you know what, oh, they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, and we're supposed to lose. No. That's the reason you play basketball. You never know what's going to happen on any given game. And so, testament to Concordia and their athleticism and the way they play the game of basketball.
Now, an encouraging sign, and I know we saw some new faces from both sides in the second half. That third quarter, you guys only turned the ball over once, and you outscored Concordia by 7. The second half, you turned it over 6 times in general, and Concordia only outscored you by 3. What does that tell you about what this team can do when they take care of the basketball?
Yeah, that's a big thing we preach about, is just taking care of the ball. I think we're a top half of the GPAC team when we take care of the ball. And so I think when we can do that, we'll give ourselves a chance. When we played Southeastern about 3 weeks ago now down at Northwestern, number 4 team in the country, now number 3, we took care of the ball in the first half, and we were down 2 at halftime. And so it just goes to show that if we can take care of the ball, we'll be able to compete in any basketball game. And something we'll continue to work on in practice, because we're going to see a lot more pressure like that coming from Hastings. Just a lot of different schools in the GPAC that's women's basketball for you. You know, pressure defense, a lot of more possessions, and just fluster you up a bit. And we did that in the first half. So we'll definitely learn from it. It's a good learning experience. But, yeah, never easy to swallow that down 50.
Last question for you here, and then I'll let you go. Wednesday, you talked about getting better day by day. What's that look like between here and Wednesday when you guys travel to Northwestern?
A huge thing for us is just going to be confidence. We got to build back up our confidence. I thought we had a great game this past Wednesday with Mount Marty. Came out really hard, played really aggressive. And tonight, we took a step back. And so it's going to be something where we need the next 2 days in practice to take 2 steps forward and prepare for Wednesday night at Northwestern, who's going to be another, you know, nationally ranked opponent. These are going to be week in, week out. We're going to be seeing nationally ranked opponents. And so we got to be able to handle the pressure and just compete at the GPAC level. So it'll be. I'm excited for Monday. Some definitely positives to take out of this. But, yeah, overall, we just need to keep learning, keep improving. As I know, when we play them again, Concordia, I don't want it the same outcome. I know our ladies don't either. So.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Christian.
That was Dort College head women's basketball coach Kyle Lindberg. The Dort College Defenders drop to 6-7 on the season, 2-3 in conference play as they fall to the number 2 team in the country, the Concordia Bulldogs, 101-55. With more here on your Wireless World postgame wrap-up, I'm Christian Zylstra. Statistically, Dort College took 54 shots in the game compared to 77 for Concordia. That's a 23-shot attempt difference. And you see that really, Dort College, 30 turnovers over the game. They were able to force 15 on Concordia, sped them up some in the second half, and that got things flowing a little bit better for Dort College. But obviously, 30 turnovers will not get it done against great competition. The arguably best team in the GPAC, the Concordia Bulldogs. 18 points in the game for Rachel Evavall, the only defender to reach double figures today. She also snagged 7 rebounds. Erica Feenstra snagged 8 rebounds, 8 points for Kenzie Balsema, and 8 for Abby Pruitt, 7 for Bailey Tetzlaff, 3 assists on the game for Peyton Harmston and for Kenzie Balsema. Balsema did have 8 turnovers, and Pruitt did have 5 here this afternoon. For Concordia, they had 5 players reach double figures. Led in scoring by Taylor Cockrell off the bench, 14 points. Sydney Feller off the bench with 13. 11 for both Brenley Dom and for Mary Janovich. Or rather, I should say Mackenzie Hellman, 10 points for Mary Janovich. We're going to step aside, be back in a couple minutes, and then we'll get you set. More Dort College basketball on the way. This time a showdown between the Dort College men's basketball team and the Concordia men's side. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to Dort College basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.